The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
One of life's greatest mysteries is the question, what happens when we die? Is there life after death? Will the good people go to heaven and the bad people to a burning hell? We mourn over the death of a loved one due to accident, disease, violence, or natural causes. Thousands of young men and women have lost their lives in military service, many before age 30, and some even before age 20. We mourn over their graves and wonder about their future. My friends, many of the common teachings about life after death do not agree with your Bible. What is the truth? On today's program, we'll be offering you an inspiring free audio CD that explains from your own Bible the mystery of life after death. What does your Bible say about death and the afterlife? Listen, your Bible reveals the way to absolute victory over death. This free audio CD titled, Is There Life After Death? Will give you the encouraging answers from your Bible. Be sure to order your free copy. The very giver of life, the Creator God, has a glorious plan for all human beings that includes the inheritance of the earth and the inheritance of the universe. Our Father in heaven has given us awesome evidence that we can have victory over the greatest enemy of all, the enemy of death. You can have that victory. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Over the past several thousand years, billions, yes, billions of people have lived and died. Was their life of no value? We all have lost loved ones to death, some at a very young age, and some who lived long lives. Some died as practicing sinners and paid the penalty of their actions and behaviors. Others were victims of accidents. Many millions have died in the hundreds of wars around the world over the past several thousand years. Millions have lost their lives in the Holocaust and in other genocidal horrors. Is there hope for these millions, many of whom never converted to Christianity? The answer is yes. There is a future hope for millions and billions of human beings who died without having any opportunity for salvation. God reveals that there is a resurrection from the dead for those who are blinded to the truth. That resurrection takes place after the millennium in what is called the White Throne Judgment, described in Revelation 20. The Bible describes death as an enemy, but God will give a great victory over death to those throughout all history who in the future will repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, just as the Apostle Peter made plain in Acts 2, verse 38. The Apostle Paul described the ultimate great victory over death in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 54. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, you can have victory over death in the great resurrection. Your Bible gives the inspiring hope for the future. On today's program, we'll show you from your own Bible the truth of life after death. And we'll be offering you an inspiring audio CD, Is There Life After Death? This audio CD will give you and your family encouragement and hope from the Scriptures. There is hope for the thousands of disaster victims whose life was cut short. There is hope for your deceased loved ones. Be sure to write down the contact information to order your free copy. You can also order this free audio CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. My friends, what happens when you die? Many scientists, atheists, and agnostics believe that life permanently ends at death. On the other hand, many religious people believe that when the body dies, the soul goes straight to heaven or hell. Can you imagine the false teaching that billions of people who never heard the name of Jesus Christ are now burning in hell? Is God that unfair? Of course not. Acts 4 verse 12 states that only through the Savior, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, can anyone be saved. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Yet since billions of people throughout history have never even heard the true gospel, how could they have even an opportunity for salvation? Does God have a plan for them? Our free audio CD, Is There Life After Death, reveals from your Bible the awesome plan that God Almighty and Jesus Christ have for those supposedly lost billions of souls. Some religions wrongly teach that the vast majority of them are tormented in hell even to this day. My friends, is that what your Bible teaches? What is the truth? What does the Bible reveal about their life after death? At one time, the Apostle Paul was being judged and examined by the Jerusalem Sanhedrin. The Apostle Paul made the resurrection from the dead the major issue. He spoke to the assembly of both Pharisees and Sadducees. You can read about this confrontation in Acts, the 23rd chapter, Acts 23 and verse 6. But when Paul perceived that one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Concerning the hope and resurrection of the dead, I am being judged." Was Paul saying that he would go to heaven when he died? Absolutely not. Paul was looking forward to the resurrection from the dead at the return of Christ. Read it in your own Bible. In the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul spoke of his faith in Christ and his future goal of the resurrection. Paul strongly desired to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if by any means, the Apostle Paul states, I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. That's in Philippians 3, verse 10. My friends, the Bible teaches that when one dies, he or she remains dead until the resurrection. We'll share more shocking examples of that from your own Bible in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring free audio CD titled, Is There Life After Death? This free audio compact disc contains three Tomorrow's World programs, Is There Life After Death?, The Three Resurrections, and Are They All Lost Forever?, There are so many misconceptions about heaven, hell, and the resurrection. You need to study what the Bible plainly teaches. This free audio CD, Is There Life After Death?, will give you the biblical references, and you'll be able to study on your own time and at your own convenience. You need this vital information. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD, Is There Life After Death? Just ask for the audio CD on life after death. You can also order this free audio CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or call this toll-free number, 1-800-236-0531. That number again is 1-800-236-0531. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that your Bible states that death is an enemy, but God will give us a great victory over death if we're faithful to him through Jesus Christ. Many professing Christians assume that when a person dies, he or she goes immediately to heaven, hell, or purgatory. Is that what Jesus himself taught? Remember the miraculous revival of Jesus' friend Lazarus? When Lazarus died, did he go to heaven? Lazarus had been in the tomb 4 days, and Jesus brought him back to life. Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the dead to live out his natural physical life. As Jesus proclaimed in John 11, verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. My friends, do you believe our Savior? Lazarus was dead. Did Lazarus go to the glories of heaven and then was forced to come back in a physical body when Jesus resurrected him? Of course not. Lazarus did not go to heaven or a burning hellfire when he died. Lazarus simply died and had no consciousness. Jesus said very plainly, Lazarus sleeps. Lazarus is dead. Read that in John 11, verse 11 and verse 14. Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the dead to live out his natural physical life. Lazarus had been in the tomb 4 days, and Jesus brought him back to life, physical life. But the resurrection of deceased faithful Christians is to eternal immortal life. And that takes place at the return of Christ. Let's read that in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. The resurrection is the hope of a Christian. If one already went to heaven at death, there would be no need for a resurrection. One is not born with immortality or eternal life. Believe it or not, the Bible teaches that a soul can die. The soul is not immortal. Let's briefly review what will be shocking to many. Turn in your Bible to Ezekiel 18 and verse 4. Ezekiel 18, verse 4. The soul who sins shall die. The Hebrew word for soul is nephesh, which means physical or natural life. Souls can die. No human has an immortal soul. I hope, my friends, that you've not believed in the pagan doctrine of immortal souls. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 53, we learn that at the resurrection, this mortal must put on immortality. My friends, you and I are mortal, but faithful Christians will receive the gift of immortality. When? At the resurrection. This is the first general resurrection explained in 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Thessalonians 4, the resurrection to immortality. This great resurrection is also mentioned in Revelation 20 and verse 4. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But notice the very next verse, Revelation 20 verse 5, reveals the second general resurrection. Read that in your own Bible, Revelation 20 verse 5. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. Who will be in the second general resurrection at the end of the millennium? We'll answer that question in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you this inspiring audio CD titled, Is There Life After Death? This free audio compact disc contains 3 Tomorrow's World programs that will give you hope and inspiration. You need this inspiring audio CD. It will help you in your study of the Bible and reveal the way to victory over death. Be sure to request your free copy. Call now.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
We've seen the awesome promise in your Bible of victory over death. But in recent years, atheists and agnostics have attacked the Bible and the reality of God himself. One such author calls life after death an illusion. In his article titled, Hope, Despair, Dread, and Religion, author Ronald A. Lindsay asserts that, quote, religious promises of immortality offer only a false hope, end of quote. He concludes his criticism with this admission, quote, "Humanist hope is grounded in reality. That is both its limitation and its strength. We cannot wish away the finality of death or other irretrievable losses, nor can we provide acceptable answers to those who demand wish fulfillment. But if we have achieved the understanding that religion and belief in immortality are illusions, we can resist the temptation to yield to wishful thinking at times of crisis. With our gaze firmly fixed on the facts of reality, we can appreciate what life can and cannot offer." End of quote. Certainly, false religion and doctrines based on the false teaching that humans have an immortal soul are illusions. But doubting Thomas, placing his fist into the spear wound of the resurrected Jesus Christ, was not an illusion. The apostles who spent days with the resurrected Christ and were willing to die for their faith did not experience an illusion. The 500 witnesses who testified to the resurrection of Christ were under no illusion. That's in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6. The resurrection of Lazarus of Bethany, who had been in the tomb 4 days, was no illusion. The chief Jewish priests even plotted to kill the resurrected Lazarus. Why? Because many of the Jews who witnessed Lazarus' resurrection started following Jesus. You can read about that in John 12, verses 9 through 11. The resurrection to physical life and the resurrection to immortal life are not illusions. The secular humanists are the ones under the illusion that there is no spirit dimension. They reject the greatest reality of all. We've seen from the Bible the inspiring hope of a faithful Christian. That hope is the first resurrection. We read in Revelation 20, verse 4, that faithful Christians will live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Let's read that inspiring section in Revelation 20, verse 5. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, if there's a first resurrection, there must be a second resurrection. That's what it tells us in Revelation 20, verse 5. But the rest of the dead did not live again until the 1,000 years were finished. Who will be in that second general resurrection? My friends, it could include your friends and relatives whom you thought were lost forever. Just think, what will happen to all those billions of people who will not be in the first resurrection? Consider the history of the world. In the past 6,000 years, billions of people from countries all over the world have lived and died. The vast majority have never even heard the name of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The Apostle Peter plainly stated in Acts 4, verse 12, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." So what will happen to the billions of people who never even heard his name? Remember the valley of dry bones described by the prophet Ezekiel? This resurrection described in the 37th chapter of Ezekiel describes what takes place at the second resurrection. Billions of people will be resurrected to physical life in the white throne judgment. The book of life is finally open to all of them. This will be their first opportunity to really learn the truth. This is not a second chance, as some would like to call it. All people will be held accountable for their actions and thoughts. But this will be the first time for many to see their sins, to repent of their sins, and to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Others in the resurrection will include little children and those who died at an early age. It will also include those who were victims of accidents, oppression, and genocide. They will be healed and given a chance for a peaceful and prosperous life and a genuine opportunity for eternal life in glory. My friends, it's God's purpose to give everyone who has ever lived a genuine, fair opportunity to be a part of his divine family for all eternity. He's made that purpose plain in 2 Peter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. My friends, let's understand. There are three general resurrections. These are explained in the free audio CD we're offering today, Is There Life After Death? The first general resurrection from the dead is to immortal life. The second general resurrection from the dead is to physical life. This second resurrection is a resurrection to judgment. That's when billions of so-called unsaved humans will face judgment, as it states in Hebrews 9, verse 27. It is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. The great white throne judgment will give billions of people their first genuine opportunity for salvation. This is not a second chance, as some would like to call it. Your Bible reveals several examples of who will be in that second general resurrection. You may be surprised just who will have an opportunity for salvation in the white throne judgment. We'll discuss those in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to give you another opportunity to request our inspiring audio CD titled, Is There Life After Death? This free audio compact disc contains three Tomorrow's World programs. My friends, we all have lost loved ones, and we mourn. Thank God that the truth of the Bible gives us comfort. As the Apostle Paul stated in 1 Thessalonians 4:18 concerning the resurrection, therefore, comfort one another with these words. My friends, you need to study what the Bible plainly teaches. Are billions who never heard the name of our Savior lost forever? Is God that unfair? This free audio CD will give you the answer. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD titled, Is There Life After Death? This audio CD will give you the biblical references, and you'll be able to study on your own time and at your own convenience. Request your free copy, Is There Life After Death? Just ask for the audio CD on Life After Death. You can also order this free CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses. You can also find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Tomorrow's World.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-236-0531. That number again is 1-800-236-0531. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Throughout the history of the world, there have been billions of people who never even heard the name of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Is God so unfair as to condemn them to suffer in hellfire forever? Of course not. As we've seen, the rest of the dead, mentioned in Revelation 20, verse 5, will be in the second general resurrection. They will face the judgment, but it will be a judgment in which they will have an opportunity to repent and be baptized. That may include some of your friends and relatives. Let's briefly review. There are three general resurrections. These are explained in the free audio CD we're offering today, Is There Life After Death? The first general resurrection from the dead is to immortal life. The second general resurrection from the dead is to physical life. This second resurrection is a resurrection to judgment. That's when billions of so-called unsaved humans will face judgment. As it states in Hebrews 9, verse 27, it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Sadly, some will reject God's grace and salvation. They will refuse to repent of their sins and accept the sacrifice of Christ. God will destroy the incorrigibly wicked in the lake of fire. The third resurrection is punishment and eternal death in the lake of fire. God is just. He states in Hebrews 10, verse 30, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord." The wicked will be tormented as they stand before the lake of fire. Then all the wicked will be cast into the lake of fire and burned up, as it tells us in Revelation 21, verse 8. They will live no longer. This is the second death from which there is no resurrection. As it tells us in Romans 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death," that's eternal death, "but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." On today's program, we've seen that God reveals to faithful Christians how we can have victory over death. My friends, be sure to read in your Bible the resurrection chapters, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We all need to prepare for the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. We need to look forward to the resurrection of faithful Christians at Christ's return when the last trumpet sounds. As it tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52, "For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." God has an awesome plan for all humanity. There is hope for the billions of dead people around the world who never had a genuine opportunity for salvation. Yes, there is a wonderful hope for genocide victims and for the spiritually blinded billions. That hope is in the second general resurrection in the white throne judgment we read about in Revelation 20, verse 11. My friends, we need to pray as Jesus taught us, "Your kingdom come." Look forward to the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and our great victory over death. As it tells us in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Be sure to request your free audio CD, "Is There Life After Death?" The three programs on this audio CD cover much more vital information than we've had time for on this program. They explain the mystery of life after death. Be sure to request your free copy. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World or watch us online at any time. In these dangerous and challenging times, you need the encouragement, faith, and truth that comes from your Bible. Gerald Weston, Wallace Smith, and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end-time prophecies and their meaning. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.